Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's 5 o'clock on Wednesday, May 27th, 2020. This is the continuation of the Town of Curie Beach Emergency Management Meeting. May I have a motion to open the meeting?
I make a motion. I heard that we open the meeting. Second. Emergency.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. How many folks do we have on the call? 38? Okay. We have a consistent crew anyway. Let's go through the department head reports for the weekend, for our busy weekend. How about it, Chief Bowden?
Nothing real big. Lanier finally got back up with us about working the last few weekends until Labor Day. Their weekly billing would be $767.20 per week for 2 days, and that includes one person writing tickets and one person managing it. So just up to you guys whether you want to do it or not, and we'll go from there. Saturdays and Sundays, yeah. And then we wrote 56 tickets this weekend, but it was extremely busy, so that's Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday.
I mean, I'd be a favor, guys, if we give the chief flexibility, if he feels like he needs them to look at the weather, he don't have to come back to us every single weekend if we want them. I mean,
well, I think this contract would be every weekend, just Saturdays and Sundays from now until Labor Day.
But you can't call them off if you don't need them.
I'll talk to the girl, but I don't think they come in if it's raining or they'll usually.
That's what I'm saying. If we see the weather going bad.
Yeah.
But if you feel that's, like we need them.
That's 15 weekends, just at $11,000.
That crosses 2 years. Arlen, any concerns on that?
We can easily build it into the next year's budget. And I think actually for next year, it's like 10 weeks is what it impacts. So it's $7,600.
Right.
What's it going to be in more appropriation of fund balance?
Mm-hmm.
So if we think we're going to do it, I would just build it in at this point. That would be my suggestion.
Mm-hmm. Well, when can we cancel? 48 hours?
On this one, it doesn't say, but I will look into it and check with her. Okay. Sure.
Would this make it too difficult? What if, just let's kind of get the vibe of the whole summer here, do it till the weekend after July 4th. If some of us up here feel that we're going to have a very busy summer because of everything we've gone through, we could cancel it at that point if the numbers are not seeing what we might expect because people don't have the cabin fever. And just take it to that weekend, and then if we feel like we need it, then we extend it out to Labor Day.
Well, I don't have a problem with that view. I would rather have a 48-hour or something cancellation. If we have an active season that has started, if we get to a point where we need to cancel it because we're going to be shut down a while, I want to be able to do that.
And I can provide you guys with a contract, but I think we'll have to write the contract up again,
mm-hmm.
and put for the weekends, and then if you want to write that in the contract, right. And see if they're still good with it.
Yeah. Plus, we may see a definite downtrend. Now, I am surprised that we had 56 tickets with the whole town open. And the only tickets that were given, not because we closed anything, it's because people insisted on parking in the wrong places that were not marked and not legal.
Oh, yeah.
Hopefully the word will get out and this thing will trickle down and we won't have to continue to be involved in this type of effort.
So, yeah, I think it's valuable to keep them there too, right? The only question I have is, how are you going to handle, you know, the way we read the ordinance in the right-of-way in front of properties is at the property owner's permission. Is that still going to be your officers, or will you give Lanier's number out and they call?
Well, we would have to go probably find out who it is, and it's probably going to take running the tag.
I would think you're only going to go and call. My question is, are you going to have call Lanier or call you?
Guys? My guys would probably take those.
Okay.
Just because it's kind of delicate.
Okay, that's fine. I'm fine with that. I just want to understand how you're handling it.
I surely hope this trend declines significantly. And any other questions for Chief? We need to give him direction on this point.
I think move forward with the changes the mayor recommended and then bring the contract back to council. I recommend council, we give the mayor permission to sign it with the finance officer and the chief so it doesn't have to wait till our next meeting, whatever it is.
That's fine.
I'm fine with that.
Do we have to vote on that, Mandy?
Yeah, you could.
I make a motion we give the mayor, the finance officer, and the chief of police permission to enter in a parking enforcement contract with the mayor after the changes are done.
Second.
Any questions, comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? All right. Thanks, Chief.
Yes, sir.
Chief Kennedy, Fire Department.
Thank you, Council. We had a fairly busy weekend on the lifeguard side. Roughly 24 rescues. They did a fantastic job, though, for the first big weekend of the season, especially given the kind of limited training that they had. Luckily, like I stated, we had a pretty good return rate, so they did a fantastic job. We had just a handful of fire calls over the weekend, so fairly slow on the fire side, which was good, given the amount of people that were down in Curry Beach. Although it doesn't really matter, I think there was probably, it seemed like there was more people here the weekend prior than it was this past weekend, so. But everything went well, the lifeguards did a fantastic job. Did want to remind council that it's normal operation for our guards to usually not sit 1 to 2 towers in the first couple weeks of June. Normally school doesn't let out till June. Of course, most people are home, so I've advised our ocean rescue director to, of course, keep an eye on that. Normally the towers that are not sat are towers 2 and tower 8, which is down by Davis Road and then down by Spotters Court. Those are basically the lower density areas. So if you get complaints or calls about there not being a lifeguard on those particular towers, that's why. And it's been common procedure for at least 10 years now. So other than that, I have any questions from fire?
Nice job on 22 saves. That's starting to be a pretty large year for saves already. Yeah. So any questions for the fire chief?
Good job, Chief.
Thank you.
Nice work. John.
I don't have any updates, but I do have a question. I'd like to send my employee to Charlotte for a training seminar for a week coming up in June. And I wanted to know council's thoughts on sending employees to training right now.
I don't have a problem. She's comfortable with traveling. I don't have a problem.
Are you going to put her in a hotel?
Yes, sir.
So this just came up in my work. That's why I'm interested. So what are your requirements for the hotel before you approve it? That actually came up in mine because I just got back from Hickory and ended up staying with a friend because we couldn't decide if I could stay in a hotel yet or not. So I'm not saying cancel it. I'm just asking what are your thoughts. I don't know that I have strong thoughts. So just it came up. I'm interested in your thoughts.
They're actually going to have the comp?
They are. They're limiting the participants. I believe it got cut in half or whatever it was. It's not a conference. It's actually a level 1 building inspector course. Yeah.
She could Airbnb if she felt more comfortable
doing
that.
I don't know that it'd be any better. I'm just asking. So for my company right now, it's being discussed, but the question was, okay, we got to ask them what they're doing and then say, yeah, that we agree to that, right? Because it's an employee, right? I mean, for me staying at home, I just decide for myself, but because they're paying me, they were concerned. Mandy, I don't know what all the stuff around this is, but if she goes and gets into that hotel, someone's going to want to say it's workers' comp. Whether that plays out or not, no one can figure that out. And that's what I'm asking. We should at least, as an organization, say, okay, these are the questions you got to ask the hotel, and they better say yes to all of them before you can stay at that one. I don't know what the right answer is.
I think we need their COVID, their policy.
Right.
Mr. COVID-19 policy for right. Cleaning employees and that type of thing. That's what we're requiring for anyone that's coming into town hall to provide a service to us, such as the cable company, the copiers, the air conditioning people, anybody that comes in, we need a written, something in writing from their company about what their COVID-19 policy is. So
if all policy from the school and the hotel?
The hotel, yeah, and I'm sure the school, they probably got something in place. And if it's not like on letterhead, as long as you can get something in an email that you've got something documented what their policy is, and if we agree with it, like David said, if you're comfortable with it, she's comfortable with it, I'll look it over.
Yeah, that's all I'm asking is that you guys, as supervisors, do the due diligence before you send an employee off somewhere. And I don't know good guidance for you yet. As Corning figures it out, I'll share what they're doing, at least with my company. But at least my thought to counsel and to the department is, as a department head, you know, we expect you to ensure the safety of our employees. This is one of those things. I don't have any great guidance yet, but I think you guys should think about it. Man, you can ask the listserv world what other companies do. I'm finally going, I think. Well, I just got back from Hickory, so.
Well, I actually have two questions. Has the National Guard restarted their training? If they have not been training. Is Beth still training?
They have not been.
They are not training. So the National Guard is not calling folks together. Is there another time for this particular class?
This one seems to be the most opportune. There will be always other times to take the classes.
And how far out is it? You got to decision.
It's in June. There were only two spots available left as of this morning. It's fine if she waits.
I'm okay either way.
Well, I'm trying to think about, since we don't have the questions on the liability resolved, since we have an active reservist who's the reserves aren't even calling up.
Right.
It's John, speak to her. If we're going to do this, let it be her decision. And we need to find out what the COVID, wherever she's staying, what is her COVID practice and policy.
Okay. Definitely do that.
And let us know what you decide as a department head.
All right. Good. Thank you.
Very good. Thank you.
Good question, John.
Okay, let's see. Nikki. Recreation and parks.
Just a quick update. We have moved the cancellations further into the season for the Louisiana Park, Storytime by the Sea, and the Up and Active program. Those three, like we said before, they're all ones we pay for, but they also are ones that would make mass gathering limits and social distancing difficult to enforce. Mm-hmm. So we've given that money back into the budget, so Arlen can use it for other expenses that have come up. So.
Excellent. Nice job, Nikki, on taking a look at that and taking it out of the budget, basically, and putting it back in general fund. Anybody have any other questions for Nikki?
Thank you.
All right. Very good. Thanks. Jimmy?
I have no updates.
No updates? Okay. Arlen?
Nothing new for finance.
All right. Nothing for finance. Mandy? Admin. Admin and clerk.
So we're in one state of emergency, but I'm preparing for others. I've been working on hurricane information a lot today, and I just want to, we're putting the information out on the website, the PowerPoint presentation. I've created a film that we're going to put out there for a video. I'm trying to YouTube it and upload it that way. I had trouble getting it on the website once I had it created. So I've been working on that this afternoon, but I do have the PowerPoint out there. I have the updated emergency management plan out there. I have the citizen's letter out there. I haven't sent out the town news with it yet. I will once I work out the link with the video, probably tomorrow. But we need to schedule the question and answer sessions. So generally, David has these publicly, and he comes, you know, everyone comes in, or those that are interested come, and they go over to the slideshow, and he talks and presents. But with it being online, we still need to provide that question and answer session. So I need to schedule those and get those advertised.
Yeah, so what I propose to council, we typically try to have this done by June 1st, so we're obviously not gonna make that. But if Mandy's convinced you can get this stuff out, I'd like the emergency letter to go out via our blast tomorrow morning. And then that would give people a week to watch the video and do the first one June 4th. at 5 p.m. And then the second one we typically would do on the weekend, so June 6th at like lunchtime, if that's okay with council.
So, how are you going to do that? You're going to do that over the phone?
Mandy will have to come in with me or Beth and set up the phone call thing, and then people mm-hmm. call in. And what we say in the letter, is go watch the presentation.
Yeah.
And then please email your questions and we'll answer them. And then if you think of them that time, I'll just be here answering questions until people
are. For anyone that calls in, we'll have like a time span of an hour.
An hour. I'll sit here for an hour. If someone calls in, Manny and I'll hang out, or Beth and I'll hang out. And if someone calls in, we'll answer questions. Okay. And if they email them to us, we'll answer them on the phone and then we'll put it on the website.
It'll be Beth here with you.
Okay.
I'm scheduled to be out of town.
Okay. I like that. But anyway, that June 4th at 5 p.m. and June 6th at noon. Beth, is that okay for your weekend?
Yeah, that works.
Is there a better time? That Saturday doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Okay.
We don't need a motion for that. Just consensus.
No, just consensus. Yeah. Consensus, okay. Of when you guys wanted to have this.
John, you have any problem with that?
No.
Alan?
No, I'm good with it.
How about you, Dave? Joseph?
Look. Put my email address out there. If they can email questions
right
between now until the end of time about it, and I'll get them to David, and we'll get the emails answered.
Yeah.
As well.
And they need to be encouraged to listen, to see that.
Well, we're doing it in
two named storms already.
The formats will be just a regular PowerPoint presentation in a PDF format that they can click through on their own with no sound. There's one with narration, and then there's one that I've kind of made into a video where he talks in the beginning. So,
okay.
Three options.
I'm sure there'll be memes online of that. That's fine.
And that's all I have.
Okay, any other questions from Andy?
Not here.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, so those are the department reports. I did want to make a comment. The audience that we have on the telephone, I'm sure, are not the people who need to hear this, but there's been a good deal of unprofessional behavior in communications with our police force. And I want people to understand that the police force is acting on the specific directions of council on aggressive ticketing. If you are an individual in town or out of town and you have a problem with the police department, I, the mayor, am the liaison to the police department. You can call me. The number is available on the website. And we can deal with it. If you do leave me a message, I encourage you to leave me your phone number. There are at least two messages on my phone where people that ask me to call them let me know contact number. And when you Google individuals, you seem to find 500 of them, even in North Carolina. So with that, we'll move on. Any other comments from council before we go to our next discussion point? Okay, the next issue we have is the no parking area down in the area of the pier. And the issues that are coming forward with that, previously there has been, this has been a no parking area for I don't know how long.
Probably since the 80s. I believe since the 80s, I'm not positive, but it's been marked off like that as long as I can remember.
Yeah, I've been here 20 years. It's been that way.
Yeah.
Well, it has been pretty much a loading zone.
Mandy's pulling it up so we can pinpoint exactly where we're talking about.
Okay. So basically, it has been a loading zone, but we do have it marked for no parking. And in our direction for the police department to be aggressive on ticketing, to protect the downtown, to protect the beach, to protect our citizens, We have done what they have done, what we've asked them to do. They have aggressively ticketed, and they have ticketed a variety of people in a no parking area.
So you're talking about the area right there, right where the diagonal
The hatch right there
right
in front of
the ramp onto the pier.
Right.
That's what we're talking about.
Okay. Where the diagonal lines are. Okay.
Yes.
Yes. The large patch, not the small one. So the question is, we have created an issue for the businesses, and we've created an issue for the police department. I want to fix that issue tonight.
Yep. Fine.
So I am open to ideas. A couple have floated around. I am open to arguments on solutions.
If that's designated as a load unload for any of the businesses, and if that's the case, what is the timing? Can I be, if I own one of those businesses and I've got 4, 5, 6 boxes in my pickup truck or whoever comes down there, like I hire some company to come deliver things, how long am I authorized to use that as a loading and unloading zone?
Well, that's the question, right? So, and I sent council my perspective on it just from dealing down there as a lifeguard and the grandchild of the Ocean View restaurant when it was the Ocean View and working there my whole life and jobs all around there. The fact is that historically that's been used by peer-to-peer employees and the owner to go park and bring stuff in and out, and if he's at his business for a while because he gets tied up, that's where his car has been, right? And that's just the fact of it, right? So until we started, and the police department did exactly what we requested, when we started enforcing parking strictly in Curry Beach, that came to a head, right? The business owner request is, look, I just want to be able to use this like I've operated my business his whole life, and actually before him, his father's life, right? And probably his grandfather's life. And so, you know, the request is council figure out how I can still use this as basically a loading zone, and I'm going to be in and out of there multiple times, and I may or may not be on a time schedule, because if I go in and there's a problem in the pier, it's going to be there for a while. The other thing that it's sort of used for, which I actually like, is at really busy Saturday, Friday nights, sometimes there's a policeman there on the back of his car watching everything, which is awesome. You know, that kept a lot of, at different times in the town's history when there were problems starting to develop in Carolina Beach, the mid-80s with drugs, the 90s with other stuff, I think that just police presence downtown kept a lot of stuff from being worse than it might be, right? And it has our police officers interacting with all the kids, because that's really where all the kids end up, which is a good thing too, I think. So.
Now, that particular owner owns the piece of sand.
He does. That's right.
He could go unload.
That's right.
Thank and you. Within 30 seconds to a minute, park in his own lot.
He could. You're right. I'm not saying he couldn't. I'm just saying that's his request, and that's how the town has been living forever. That's why I'm like, we should fix it so we can be like the town has been the whole time. Everyone always says we don't want Curry Beach to change until it's something they don't like and then they want to change it, right? And so from my perspective, that's just how the town's been. So that's my perspective, but that's what I'm telling you.
I mean, when you talk about the lots, those lots are available to everybody in town. I mean, that business owner has made those lots available for...
But not the one by Bowman's, not the one in question. That's pretty much off.
People are parking there. Some people are parking
right
there.
Now, because for the pier, but historically that has been his lot only. Unless or people, or people right. that knew him.
That's well, probably
that's
true.
Right. That's right.
I don't know that I ever saw anyone get
tested. I agree with John. He can pull up, unload, and move over there.
That's fine. Okay, fine.
The parking place to the left of the no parking area, is that designated? Is anything? Is that the parking place?
The ones to the left.
Spot, the then one. You got the diagonals, then you got a parking lot, then you got the no parking area.
I don't know how old that one actually is. It's been there for a pretty good while. I think it's for emergency vehicle if we have to show up down there.
Are you talking about this?
Yeah.
No.
That's the customer loading zone.
That's the loading zone there, and then that is hatched off for handicap. That's the handicap.
But
that is a loading zone.
So there's already a loading zone there.
Yeah, that's a loading zone for folks who we could either have people park in the middle of the road and take their stuff out of there to go onto the beach.
Right.
Or you could have people pull in there and take their stuff out of their trunk and go onto the beach. Right. So, I mean, that loading zone is a loading zone that is not identified as a loading zone for the pier.
No.
He doesn't park there. I mean, he doesn't park there, period. He parks in the other hatch zone.
Yeah, well, he typically backs up as close as he can because he's taking cases of stuff. Not all the time. Sometimes he's just pulling, checking on his business. But he's also taking stuff in and out up there.
So it sounds like there's no problem with making it a loading zone. We're on the point of whether or not there should be a timed loading zone.
And everybody should be able to use it.
Well, I don't think there's not a sign up there that says people can't use it.
You know, if you build a piece of property, like a hotel or something, you got to, on that plot, have some parking. We have some rules about that. And so why doesn't that build get to have a parking spot allocated to it? You can put up a sign, and you can share it, family and friends, or just
peer parking
my spot, like or whatever.
Yeah.
But I would, you know,
peer employees only.
I would think that businesses should have some parking designated. Now, I granted, right there along the stretch, there is not separate parking for the diner or Happy's or Jack Mack has a little bit of parking there in front.
Well, not right now.
Freddy's have parking.
Yeah, so Freddy's...
There's no required parking unless it's lodging. So.
But Freddy's and the diner have parking behind the restaurants.
Right.
To come in. And then look.
John, I'm okay with your proposal to just make a parking space or two there and say it's for peer employees, or we'll work with the owner on what it is. I'm fine with that. I mean, I'm fine with it being a loading zone like it's always been, and then if the police chief says we need to make it a commercial loading zone and create a sticker so that Lanier understands that this sticker is allowed and this one's two spots, so it makes it easy for his contractor guys, that's fine, right? And then we can set a fee and work with the owner on the fees for, okay, here's for your commercial stickers. Because there's a lot of other weird parking stuff too that I'm sure Joe knows better now because he's looked at it a lot closer and some of you guys have than I have, but downtown has a lot of weird parking stuff that happens. All the delivery trucks come way early in the morning and then park all over the place. And I know that's a pain for Chief too, and I don't know if you got any thoughts on that as well, but I know it happens because sometimes Jimmy's guys run into, if we don't time it right, there's a problem around there because the bread truck and all the other.
When I was working with the market, you can come on up, Chief. When I was working at the market, you know, at Pure Beach Market there early, you had food service trucks backing in that lot, going to the back of the diner. Back in, you had the propane gas truck, you got the grease. Disposal truck, you got all kind of vendors coming in, and if they don't get in there early in the morning, it's a really a pain during the summer months.
Yeah.
To get in. Now, but most of them do get in, and they look back in there, and as quickly as they can, they unload, and they do the same thing for Jack's up the Jack Michael's up the street on K Avenue, and it doesn't cause problems because of the time of the day, and they get in and they get out.
Yeah.
Fairly quickly.
I just didn't know if there's other issues around it that Chief might know better than me.
But if that's going to be an unloading zone, we need to designate it an unloading zone, not a no parking area.
Well, we just changed last year, and not long ago, there in front of the Quick Mart used to be some parking, and now that says loading.
And we did that because we need to improve the golf course rental business. Move it up there because that...
And that is not a timed loading zone, it's a loading zone.
Right. Yeah, it's not a time.
There's no time on that one, so we are not consistent with the timing.
If you change that small hatch into a loading zone, commercial.
But there's never been a parking issue in that larger loading zone right there by the Sunoco, has there? People
don't park there, but I mean, it's all for commercial.
It's for loading larger vehicles.
Do they back up? Yeah, they'll back up because multiple people come. Yeah. Historically, in that spot there's only been one car. Now there's two cars every day. And one of them generally blocks the loading zone by a little bit, but nonetheless, it blocks it. We've had other emergency calls where ambulances and police and fire, we're going to park wherever we need to, but we'll block the road. And it makes an issue for us. We had been tasked with writing tickets aggressively, and we have, and we just can't overlook that anymore.
No, is that, council wants to fix it, we should have the right fix.
No, I have no problem with what you had mentioned about marking places for pier, but I do think if we were going to do that, we need to do that for the other business owners. We could shorten that area, mark two for pier, and take a few of those others for Curry Beach Diner.
All the other ones have parking spaces.
Yeah.
Because if you look at that sand all the way this side, that's Freddy's, and then the diner has the ones right there. Because they own that property, right? And then Jack's, right now they don't have parking spaces, but hopefully we get out of this and they're outside dining area collapses back inside when we get out of the cylinders.
Okay, I mean, I was not aware that they had there. I know Bud and Joe's has one courtesy of Mike or two. And I know George parks over in his lot sometimes. I don't know where Frankie parks.
She pulls up in the back.
She pulls up in the back?
Yeah, if they're... Normally she pulls out in front, but if there's nowhere to park, she'll pull in right to the back.
Okay. Because parking in front of your business is self-defeating, right?
Yeah.
Generally.
Yes.
Yeah, but some of the businesses' employees are parking in front of the business all day long.
Eventually, whenever we get around to it, that'll self-fix itself as well, probably. I mean, we got to talk how we end up doing it whenever that happens to the town. But right now, some of the residents park all day in front of some of the businesses, too. And we're okay with that, right? The parking's first come, first serve. If you stay all day, you stay all day.
Any other points?
I wouldn't have a big problem if we designated some of the diagonal spaces to the south end of the that no parking area now for the businesses that they needed. That would solve our problem. And just we're gonna lose two parking places. I don't think the other businesses need anything down there. Would they would want to give it up for their customers.
Right.
If we give, you know, if we made that a loading zone, loading and unloading zone, just like that one spot beside of it. Then they can unload there and move on and park somewhere else or park in the designated spots, and our problem's over with. Now, if we want to charge for it, I think that's what we need to get. Either wait until we decide what we're going to do on paid parking and then do something. That'd be my brothers. But.
And this
what
all.
About Happy Hippies? Where is their designated parking?
Who?
Actually, they probably don't have any.
Because they contacted us during the stuff with COVID-19 and asked if they could get a permit to park because they keep a lot of things in their car because they don't have storage. So they're like constantly in and out, but they were concerned that they wouldn't have parking during the COVID-19 restrictions. Sure.
So what are they doing? There's nothing designated for them.
Well, right now, all of K South is designated 30 minutes.
So yeah.
There's always a space open right in front.
Right.
And they may get there soon enough that it is, you know, on the first come, first serve basis that they're able to park, but I don't think they have anywhere designated.
No, they don't. They emailed about 2 years ago asking for two spaces at that time designated to them, and that was declined.
Yeah, I forgot about that small business. I'm sorry.
But they also park in front of their business a lot also. So.
Yeah. So, Alan, I want to understand what you had mentioned before.
Okay, so those first two spots.
Stand up and show us on the map.
We designated these two spots right here.
Mm-hmm.
We call that a loading and unloading zone. You can still unload there, but you don't park there for long periods of time. Designate those two spots for the pier, and our problem goes away. Then we'll figure out how we're going to charge for it once we decide what we're going to do with parking.
And this does tie into paid parking, and I do think we need to go ahead and get those requests for proposals sent out and
sure.
Get that ball rolling so that at the end of all this, normalcy returns. We can have that conversation beginning in October, November, and handle that over the winter, which way we're going to go. So we can get plenty of citizen input again, get the proposals. And I mean, it's been backburnered with everything else, but I think we need to go ahead and move forward.
But we do have a plan, and we do have essentially a complete proposal, but you're right, we haven't sent it out with everything going on.
So why don't you put that on the June agenda so we can talk about that at a meeting. But for this emergency meeting for fixing this parking, do you want to make a motion on what you guys were saying? Are you good enough with it to make a motion for that? Alan?
I'm good enough if that's the direction we want to go in. I mean, anybody...
So
nobody else is really providing us anything.
So just so... One, make the motion. I just want to make sure what we make it is clear enough so Jimmy has enough guidance for fixing the painting and getting signs or whatever we need to do.
All right. I'll make a motion that we designate the first two parking places to the left of the, to the right of the marked no parking area in front of the pier building as for pier employees.
Is that okay with you?
Chief has something.
Well, I was just going to say the very first space
is
supposed to be a designated handicap. The wording needs to be changed or that needs to come out. So just
Which one
would you? The very first place was a handicap space.
So we would need to put in another handicap space probably on the other side.
On the north side.
We can put on the sign further south.
Well, there is no sign. Back in the day, it got taken away. I guess they did everything downtown and it hadn't been looked by. And
why couldn't we make the spot to the left of it that's unloaded? Why couldn't we make that a handicap spot? Is that on the wrong side?
Well, yeah, I'm just saying the wording in the code says that that first space is supposed to be handicapped. We just need to take it out if you want to do that.
I would propose
fix it. Are we short of handicap space?
Well, the point would be is I think we should probably put the handicap space up on the left side, probably over on the corner on the end, because putting it there with people loading, unloading, moving cars around just doesn't sound like a wise spot.
Right.
Right?
Well, I think it already is. The ones to the That is a handicap space to the left.
Yeah.
Mike can show you where they are.
But I was thinking of the end of that column.
If this one is handicap, are you saying there where the loading zone is?
Right, that's loading zone.
Yes.
Yes.
You can take it and make it from loading zone to a handicap spot, yes.
But and you're saying right there where that banyan is.
I'm just saying that one right now is designated a handicap. Although it's not marked, it never got remarked. We were working on it. If we do, we need to change the wording.
Yeah, we'll have to fix the ordinance properly, is what you're saying. So exactly. And we have enough down there, right, we think? I don't know, is that a John Bassin question? We meet the requirements for marked handicap spots right now.
I don't know. Oh. It used to be a handicap spot.
Yeah. I wonder how, okay. I didn't realize it was gone.
Okay, so let me start my motion over.
Alan,
okay, do you plan to include in that motion that the no parking be changed to commercial?
Yes.
No,
commercial to the unloading zone.
But change to unloading zone. Okay.
Just like we did up there on the street. Okay, so.
But it's.
Go ahead.
I feel we're setting a bad precedent, and this is not going to end.
Let's talk about it.
But so that's a loading zone. So that means you unload and get your vehicle out of there. You don't camp out all day. Because you have the other two spaces.
That's
just make sure we're clear.
And
if your vehicle's there, you can be ticketed. Okay.
Okay.
Still setting a bad precedent.
Do we know if Mr. Robertson's on? We want to ask for comments before we make the motion. I don't know if he's on or not.
I don't know. He may be.
Well,
what's your question for him?
Well, just if he had any comments on the discussion. Or I'm fine with making a motion either way, but because I think we at least meet the intent of what he asked, not exactly how he asked for it, but that's fine because council doesn't always do it that way.
Wait a minute. Say that again.
His request to us was so that he could still unload and then park close to his business, and I think you accomplished that.
But he wants that as a parking. He wants that spot.
Well, that was his proposal, and I think what he wants is officially run my business. That's what I want, to be able to run my business. I think it's, I haven't talked to him since Sunday because I've been at work, so I don't know. But
no, I did talk. I did talk to him. He would like to continue the way he's done in the past. And he said it used to be marked a loading zone, and then it became a no parking zone. Now, and truth be known, we have loading zones without timing. That's just a fact. We have loading zones with timing. That's a fact. We have loading zones for the beach. That's a fact. So the question is, we have a business owner who has requested that he be allowed to continue to do his business the way he's done in the past. Doing that creates a dilemma for our police department because justice does need to be blind. And that's a no parking area. As we have a no parking, it's going to get ticketed. If it's a loading zone.
Let's just have a vote. Let's just end this discussion.
If it's a loading zone, then it's either timed or it's not timed. But the point, in fact, is we have a request by the town's most significant employer.
If it become painting on it or the signage in the currently no parking area, if that became loading and unloading with no time limit, then he could still use what he's doing today. And then these other two slots aren't required for...
Right, that's what I proposed at the beginning, is because I don't really like... I would rather everyone be able to use those spots because he would just prefer to back up to his ramp, put his stuff in, do his business, and if he gets called up, not worry about getting a ticket and leave his truck there and then leave, which is what he's always done.
And if it's loading and unloading for that building, we can even create some kind of little sticker for his stuff to call.
That's what I was talking about. It's like, look, we got to make it easy so that with near parking, it can be explained to a minimum wage guy enforcing parking rules for us.
It does seem to me to be a little silly to pull up and load and then move your car.
Right. That's kind
of. Well, I was hoping we'd get away from moving it 6 feet.
Well, that's what I propose. That's what's been happening. We just got to make it so it can happen.
Move your car, and it's going to be hatched, then just change the wording to loading and unloading, and he operates the way he's been operating.
Yeah, I think commercial loading and unloading is what I would put. What, Chief, what do you think on the road to help your guys out? Because if it's loading and unloading, then there's going to be beach people and all these other people. If it said commercial loading and unloading, and you guys get called about someone there, because that's the other part of it, right?
Yeah, and it probably doesn't matter what you call it. People are still going to pull in there.
Yeah.
We have every day.
Do you get called a lot on the other side of that? Does he just go run them out, or his guys, or you get involved in those? Does the police have to get involved in that as well?
Well, that's the dilemma. We
just recently, right? But before everything, how was it happening before?
Before everything, my guys wouldn't write tickets because we hadn't written tickets to him. So
yeah,
they're in a dilemma.
So then, how would it resolve itself?
I'm
sorry, come on, please, sir. So if like last summer, I went up there and parked my car there, would the pier call you to fix it, or would they just come out and yell at me?
No, they.
Did your guys get called to fix that problem or not? That's all I
know.
Okay, no. So then it was self-regulating.
Generally speaking, but yes, if somebody pulled in there, we didn't mess with it because we can't.
Right.
I
mean,
if
that's
we're not going to ticket him, we're not going to ticket
him. But you never got called by the pier to fix it?
Or I can't say that often. We never have, but probably not often.
Yeah.
It doesn't happen terribly often, but yes, yeah. It does. People pull up there. Generally speaking, if we see them, like, hey, you can't park here.
Yeah.
And they go on.
So you soft enforced it, but it also was self-regulated.
If needed.
Yes. I think I would put commercial loading and unloading so that it's a business, and then if someone shows up there and wants to go do the beach loading and unloading.
But if they take out their kids and their children and their camp.
And then move on, he wouldn't care anyway, but if they park, yeah. Well, I don't think he would either. Does that happen?
Going to the beach for a while.
Yeah, that's right. That's why I was asking if the police got called or not, right? Because I didn't think it was a problem, but, I mean, I was gone for the last 3 years in Hickory all the time, so I don't know what's going on downtown. Then I'm out of my house.
Chief, at the end of the street, next to the lifeguard stand, that says no parking also, does it?
Yeah, that's the lifeguard.
The lifeguard shack. And the paint is diagonal right there. There's nothing in the roadway, but it does say inside.
And that's if the lifeguard has to come or something, or an ambulance for that side of the pier, that's where they end up down there.
Okay. Do we have more discussion on this point, Joe? I mean, we have a motion. We don't have a second.
I don't think we have a motion
yet.
I don't have a motion now.
Well, then I'll make a motion that we make it commercial loading and unloading, change it appropriately, and then that way it's for commercial loading and unloading with no time limit, which is how it's actually operated.
I'm going to make one comment. If we were to go to paid parking next year, and in the studies we've talked about, you know, they figure do everything on that parking space being filled up 60% of the time throughout the course of the year. That's the numbers they were given. If you have 100 spaces, they would be filled up 60% of the time. I just did some quick math. If you figure there's 122 days in a mid-May to mid-September, and for example, if we did paid parking at $25 a day at 60% capacity, you'd be looking at the cost of that space over the course of a summer season is $1,830 that we would be taking out of paid parking. I'm just saying
now,
this is a fact.
Now,
I'm just saying if we do this next year, I'm just throwing that out for the conversation we have next year.
Well, I think if we look at paid parking, we'll have to look at everything.
Yeah, but I'm saying if you want it next year, $1,830 a space.
We're not talking about taking any spaces away. We're
That's
talking
right.
about letting them use the spaces they have, the space that we have called loading. So we're not talking about taking spaces away.
I don't like that. I don't like two spaces that anyone in town could use right now being gone when there's space that has been being used for this issue. We just don't have it indicated to help the police out, and nothing has to change. And there's not two less spaces downtown for whatever citizen wants to go down there.
May I second Commissioner Hager's motion?
Yeah, I'd like you to repeat it.
Yes. My motion is that we relabel the parking area in front of the ramp of the pier from no parking to commercial loading and unloading with no time limit. And that's my motion. That's all I think we need.
And I'll second.
All right. We now have a motion and a second. Are there any discussions on that particular motion? All right, then we'll have a vote. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
All opposed?
No. The optics on this are bad. No.
Okay, so do we have two no's?
Yes.
Okay, two no's. All right. Duly noted, 3-2, the motion passes.
First hand.
Okay, anything?
Let's talk about something fun.
Yeah. So I don't have any recommended changes to our current status of the plan. I would recommend we keep K Avenue as it is right now. As far as I know, unless another commissioner's had any requests from hotels to change it, restaurants to change anything, I haven't heard any. So I'm assuming we would not change the parking area as we have them labeled out right now for pickup.
Is everybody still doing pickups?
As far as I know, yes.
Okay.
I thought that, so the last time I talked to Rob at Freddy's, he had said until we go to phase three, he's not going to do inside at all. I don't know what the diner did.
Diner's doing this outside. Weekend.
Just pickups?
Just pickups.
They're not
well,
doing inside.
I think they're going to open up, but that doesn't give them enough space. They only have, what, like 12 tables?
And so I was sort of watching what Wilmington and other places are doing, and I was waiting for the diner to ask us to mark off those parking lots and let parking be on the side, but that hasn't came up yet. So I have no recommended changes to parking. We've already talked about the hurricane information that's going out. As you guys saw from the emails, Joe, thanks for keying me about Bertha. So I looked at my email and saw that Tropical Storm Bertha is actually now ashore, I think, and going to Charlotte.
Charlotte.
I think I drove through part of it. It felt like on the way back from Hickory today because it was raining hard on 74. And then I don't know that we have any need for a meeting until a week from now unless something times out in our plan. I'm looking at Mandy to see if there is anything.
Planning and zoning is next Wednesday. Planning and zoning is next Wednesday.
Yeah, so I'm going to do it like Monday or...
Yeah.
And you're going to do the call-in Thursday for your hurricane preparedness speech.
Yeah, next Thursday. Yeah. So, I don't think the governor's going to do anything this week. At least I haven't heard anything. I've been watching, unless you guys have heard something or Craig heard something from the other towns.
The dashboard, I guess, we did have a rise in some cases.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure where they are in that, but...
Can we go to the 8th right before our public hearing? Is that too far to go?
I'm open to you guys. That's why I just said that's open to you guys. And you're
going to take questions
first,
actually,
so there's the schedule.
There's no recommendation on any of the of changes to any parking. So I guess what we'll do is how many people on the phone? Okay, we'll open it up for a question or two so we can then get the staff, give them the opportunity to go home. It's been a long day for them. So any questions, unmute your phone and let us hear it. Or send it in to Mandy and she'll read it. Do I have a motion to, when would we like to extend this? Do we want to extend it till next Monday?
That's fine.
So we can take a look at how that weekend went, and at some point in time, we'll stop this.
Once the governor gets his third phase three, right? I make a motion we continue this meeting to 5 p.m. Monday, June 1st.
Does that work for everyone?
Yes.
All in favor?
Aye.
Second?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Thank you.
The meeting has been lost.